Hey, time for you to reach your full potential. Getting into health and fitness, this is what you're missing. Going harder, push it to the limit. Go on a journey with genetics coach, Laura Phillips. Yeah, here to take you to the next level. Been in the health and fitness industry since 07. Working with so many athletes, push it to the limit with world champions, yeah, and some Paralympians. Hey, working from Brisbane to Singapore. We train, we going hard, all out, we keep it raw. Laura Phillips, let's go.
In this week's episode of Real Talk, we talk about the best snacks from 7-Eleven. My friends, let's face it, we are all busy people on the go. We don't have time to be thinking about what you should and shouldn't be eating on a regular basis. You don't have time to be reading nutritional labels and ingredients lists for every single item that you put in your mouth, or at least you've convinced yourself that that's the case. I did a little bit of homework for you. I have made the task easier when it comes to navigating what is available in your local convenience store. Turns out there are some good finds, my friends, and at least here in Singapore, we're becoming a bit more health conscious, and there are some higher protein options available than what there was 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. So be sure to take note. You are going to want to explore these options in your local convenience store. And, you know, next time you find yourself popping in to get the usual, maybe ask yourself if there's a better option, because chances are there are going to be some options in there that might just give you a little bit more of a boost of energy depending on what your go-to order is. So be sure to take note. There are some options better before your workout. There are some options better for breakfast. There are some options that are better for your afternoon snack. It makes a difference. Let me tell you, the time of day, the activity that follows make a difference to your nutrition choices. So let's plan purposefully and let's do better. Please be sure to connect with us using the models and handles provided. And I look forward to hearing what you take away.
Hi, thanks for joining. Good to have you here, Valkyrie. We are doing tips on how you can eat healthy on the go whilst grabbing food from 7-Eleven. So any convenience store or 7-Eleven itself, these are food items that I actually found from there and picked up yesterday. So any questions you have, just please leave them in the box. Just reach out to me and I'll get them over to you. I'm just setting up. But thank you so much for being here. Hi, Aaron. I hope you're feeling okay. We actually picked up some snacks, and I am on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Let's see. Including Clubhouse. It's been a hot minute. Who's on Clubhouse? I'm quite a fan of Clubhouse. Ooh. Let's get the ball rolling, shall we? I hope the audio on Clubhouse is okay. It's been a while since I was there, but you know, like, this is just how we do. Any topic suggestions you have, let me know as well, because I always want to talk about things that are relevant and relative to you. So that is always handy to know. I know nutrition can be a really challenging one, especially when you have a super busy on the go lifestyle. So I want it to be clear that I am here for you. And wait for people to arrive. Okay, replays on. I think we're sorted, guys. I think we're sorted. You don't have a 7-Eleven, but I'm sure similarities. Okay, tell me what snacks do you have access to in the convenience stores that you have? Are there any other brand names? We also have Cheers here. We don't have Cheers in Australia as far as I know, though I could be completely incorrect about that. I'm just going to keep my phone near me so that it gets the audio for Clubhouse and hope that works out. See if I can do this with one hand. I'm talented after all, you know, so let's see. Thank you for being here. Ask me any questions that you have. What do you like to eat from anything from 7-Eleven? Do you like to eat anything from 7-Eleven? What are your go-tos? For me, I'm always looking for protein, okay? So you would have heard me talk ad nauseum about the importance of protein for a number of reasons, okay? It's super, super, super satiating. That means it's going to keep you fuller for longer, so you're not going to have those plummets in energy. You're not going to reach that 3 p.m. in the afternoon situation where you just want sugar. you're less, a lot less likely to encounter that if you are prioritizing protein in your diet. It makes its way further down the digestive tract before it gets broken up, and that is why it's so filling. Also critical for building and maintaining muscle mass. So we know as we get older, naturally our testosterone levels start to decline. Because our testosterone levels start to decline, our muscle mass also starts to decline. What comes with that is a natural decrease in metabolism. If you don't make an effort to prioritize lifting heavy things and get protein in your day-to-day diet. So when we're talking about protein, we are looking at about 1.5 grams per kilogram of what you weigh. So easy maths, if someone is 60 kilograms, that's going to look like 90 grams of actual protein a day. Not 90 grams of chicken breast, because 90 grams of chicken breast is going to get you about 25 grams of protein, which is not bad. It's just not even a third of the way there. So chances are you're massively overconsuming fat in your diet and you're massively underconsuming protein. And that is a huge shift that you can change to feel fuller for longer and start to see the changes in body composition that you're looking for. So that's critical. I've got a few different items in my goodie bag here. I did purchase them all myself from 7-Eleven, and there's some okay things. Let's be honest, in Singapore, there's been a shift of recent times. I've noticed, especially in the last 2 years, we are getting more and more of the quote-unquote health foods that I would see back home. We're seeing more healthy grab-and-go snack options. I'm seeing more fruit. I'm seeing more things like coconut water. I'm seeing things such as kombucha. I'm seeing protein bars. I'm seeing just a bit more variety and a bit more health-focused and health-oriented foods. And I use that term, you know, in quotation marks, because health is a diverse term and it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So at the end of the day, your health is your responsibility, of course, and only you can decide and ascertain what is healthy for you. But it's good to see that there's been some recent change and that people are becoming a little more conscious of their diet and what they're putting into themselves these days. So that's refreshing. Where to begin? There's quite a few options in here. Where to start? And I'm getting hungry, so this is maybe not the best thing to be doing with a hungry stomach. But let's see. We have where to begin. Okay, let's just start with something that I'm seeing more and more of, which are protein bars. Okay. Now, a lot of people have been poo-pooing on protein powder and protein bars, saying that, you know, it's not a great option because it's a processed food. And whilst I get that, I understand that ideally we get our protein from an actual food source, such as, you know, chicken breast, turkey breast, steak, seafood, perhaps tofu, tempeh, particularly if you're more vegetarian, eggs. Look, I understand, but we have to stop living in extremes and shitting on one thing and putting something else on the pedestal and making something else the gold standard, because people find it challenging enough to get, you know, quote unquote healthy and to prioritize their health and take a positive step for their health as it stands. We don't then need to add to the confusion and add to the shame and add to the guilt and everything else that comes with that by making an easy option sound so terrible. And I really get frustrated when I see people shitting on things like protein powder and protein bars when, let's be real, in Singapore, people work 60 hours a week, and that's pretty normal. And work happens above and beyond everything else. You know, people are up at 7 a.m., even 6 a.m. to have a call with Australia, which is 2 to 3 hours ahead. People are up until 10 or 11 at 9 o'clock having a call with the U.S. You know, at 2 or 3 p.m., which is about now, Europe is starting to come online. And so we're having conversations with Europe at this hour. In Singapore, to have a global role is really quite challenging, or even to be working with one or two other time zones really, really stretches people. And we're not helping people by demonizing a food group or a delivery of a nutrient which is convenient for people, which is not really harmful to people, when it's hard enough as it is for people to get enough protein into their diet. So I just want to make that really clear. Convenience can come at a cost, but you have to weigh that up against your lifestyle. And we're not all growing and cultivating our own foods. We're not all preparing every single meal that we eat. We are not all eating organic. We are not all, you know, eating things that were grown by in fields of unicorns and what have you. That's just the nature of today's lifestyle in Singapore and in many other busy cities and parts of the world too. So let's just drop the shaming of people who eat protein bars and protein powders. Like, enough is enough, okay? Protein bars. What I tend to look for in a protein bar is I want that bar to be around 200 to 230 calories and at least 10 grams of protein. Now, if it's a little bit higher in carbs, let's say there might be some fruit mixed in there, there might be some rolled oats, there might be some dates, there might be some fig, that is going to be a little bit better to have before a workout, because those carbs can be utilized during your resistance training. I mean, especially if you're resistance training, okay? So if you're looking at the label, which, let's get the label out here. This is from, let me get this right, Fulfill, I believe is the brand. This is the vitamin and protein bar, chocolate, peanut, and caramel flavor. I've tried this myself. I don't mind it. You just have to be careful in Singapore. The caramel tends to get really sticky and gooey and a bit messy. So I maybe didn't think that through. You definitely want to keep this one refrigerated where you can. If it gets hot, it's going to get really messy. I just know that from personal experience. So that's this one. It retails for about $5, $5.50. This one, the energy, okay, per bar, and a bar is 55 grams, is 205 calories. It is, let me look at the protein content. There's a few different languages on the bar, so please bear with me. Actually, it might just say here somewhere else. Why does it not advertise how much protein it has? It's a protein bar. 20 grams of protein. Okay, so this is more or less on point with what I look for in a protein bar. Around 200 to 230 calories and at least 20 grams of, ideally 20 grams of protein for me, because I wouldn't eat this before my training. I would eat something more substantial. I am someone who does better with a bigger meal before training. I'm one of those weird people who can have a really big meal and train straight away because my blood sugar has a tendency to drop really quickly. Okay, but that's just me. It's a personal thing. Training before and after exercise can be a very, very personal thing. So it's up to you to identify what works well for you. It's not for me to tell you that you should eat like me because I'm weird. All right, so this for me is a great option as an in-between meal snack. You may choose to have a piece of fruit at the same time so that you're going to get some fiber, you're going to get some vitamins and minerals. A piece of stone fruit, an apple, in addition to this bar, to me is like a really great snack. And thankfully these days we're able to get fruit more and more often. I'm seeing sliced watermelon, I'm seeing pomelo, I've seen rock melon, I've seen apples. So that to me would be like a great mid-morning 10 a.m. snack, or one of those 3 p.m., 4 p.m. Snack situations. And I really believe snacking is important if you approach it the right way. So there is such a thing as smart snacking, which to me is when you're looking for protein and you're prioritizing protein so that you are not delaying intake of food for so long. I don't think it's wise to go from 12 p.m. lunchtime to 7 p.m., 7:30, 8 p.m. dinner time and eat nothing in between. I think it's a really great way to upset your metabolism in a sense, and that's not necessarily the best choice of words, but I don't think it's great to be going that long every single day without food. I think your metabolism works well when you use it, which means you have to be consuming food and eating food to metabolize. No, that's just how it works, okay? So that to me is a really, really good option, a great starting point. Talking about fruit, we do have a beautiful banana here, which I swear to God was perfectly yellow yesterday. And now it's got a fair amount of brown on it. It's almost 50% brown and 50% yellow. That's just how quickly things ripen here in Singapore. So to me, A banana is a great option before training, and those who train with me and get tortured by me will know that I very much am an advocate of bananas before training. They, you know, are great because they're in the skin, so they're nicely protected. Just want to make sure it doesn't get too smushed. Also, even half a banana for some people is going to be enough depending on the type of training they're doing and depending on when you eat before a workout. So let's say you have lunch at 12 p.m. and then you're going to do a workout at 4 p.m. You may find that half a banana is enough. And why bananas? Good question. There's a few reasons for that. A little bit higher in carbohydrates. So that's what we're looking for to fuel the workout itself. That's really, really, really important. And high in B vitamins. So it's going to leave you feeling nice and energized. We know that B vitamins are directly attached to energy, ATP, which is, you know, the adenosine triphosphate, which is hugely critical in the energy system and energy pathways. And then we have potassium. It's a great source of potassium, which is an electrolyte. So we know that hydration is more than just how much water you take in. It's cell volume as well. So the ability to get the water into the cell is hugely critical in, you know, performance and sufficient hydration. So it's not just how many liters of water you get a day. I'm on about 4 liters so far. You can see my beautiful 2 liter water bottle, and I'm pretty sure I've had 2 of these today. So I've got at least one more to get through, and then I'm good for the day. So banana is great before training. I'm seeing them at a lot of 7-Elevens, and fruit as well. I would steer more towards the lower GI fruit unless you're doing a workout. Let's have a look at the next item. The other thing I really like before training, or even during training, is coconut water, okay? And not necessarily this brand. I'm not plugging any particular brand. These are just examples of foods that I like from 7-Eleven and convenience stores for the purpose of a snack. Though I do like that this coconut water is 100% coconut water. It's no added sugar. It's no juice, concentrate. It's nothing else but coconut water. I have tried this one before. I do like the taste. I find that different coconut waters have slightly different flavors. And it is 23 calories per 100 ml. This bottle is 350. So it's going to give you about 75, 78 calories total. It is 5.7 grams of carbohydrates per 100 ml. So this is going to be about 15 grams of carbohydrates total. And that's all from natural sources. It's all from the coconut water itself. I think especially in Singapore, coconut water is a great way to stay hydrated. Again, for the electrolyte content. So again, hydration is not just how much water you drink, it's electrolytes too. And we know that coconut water, it's got a little bit of sodium, has 22 mg per 100 ml. Great source of potassium and manganese, if I'm not mistaken. So I like it for that reason as well. And if it's a day like today where it's super bright and sunny and feels like 42 degrees, then this is going to be your best friend, especially if you're exercising outdoors. 2, you should be hydrating before exercise. Don't start hydrating during your workout. I encourage all of my clients to start drinking water, if not coconut water, on their way to training. I even encourage some of them to bring one bottle of water with them and one smaller bottle, usually this size, about 300, 350 ml, to training, to consume during training. So that's a really hot tip right there, is make sure you turn up to training hydrated. If you turn up to training and you have no liquid in you, game over, no bueno, too late. So that's important to factor in. Let's stick with drinks for a moment longer. And I'm gonna show you, if we're going back to the theme of protein, there's two that I picked up yesterday from, again, 7-Eleven. I personally am lactose intolerant. These would kill me. This would be fatal if consumed by me. Though I have seen dairy-free options, and dairy-free options are becoming more readily available in Singapore, which is another really nice thing to see, as well as gluten-free options. I think in general, Singapore is just becoming a little bit more woke, if I can use that word, when it comes to nutrition. So we have the Rockaby Farms, I think that's the correct pronunciation. This is an Aussie brand. I do love their, is it I need to go and check. There is a product of theirs that I really, really like that I've used before, and it's super high in probiotics, and it's just divine. This one is honey and cinnamon, banana, honey and cinnamon. That's cool. I just got this flavor because I figured Ryan would end up drinking it and that he would like this flavor. Honestly, that's the only reason. The ingredients are filtered low-fat milk, banana puree, 6%, cream, erythritol. I've done a podcast on artificial sweeteners, erythritol, not going to kill you, not going to give you heart disease. If you haven't seen that podcast or listened to that podcast, go listen to it. That was recorded with Victoria. She's a scientist. She really, really, really knows her stuff when it comes to things like this. So be sure to check that out. Natural flavored cinnamon, lactase enzyme, carrageen, which I believe just thickens it. And then we have stevia. So again, a natural sweetener. This whole bottle is 425 ml and that is one serve according to them. So per serve, you're going to get, oh, I need to do some maths. This is going to be about 250 calories. It's 1,058 kilojoules. It's an Australian brand. We use kilojoules primarily in Australia. And it's 30 grams of protein. So guys, if you need to get 90 grams of protein a day, this is already a third of the way there. That's quite a bit of protein. That's a huge, huge portion. I imagine this would be very, very, very filling. You're going to get some of the protein from the milk, of course. Well, like if not all of it, because I don't see protein powder or whey protein as an ingredient. So that's interesting. Naturally gluten-free, 6 grams of fat and 18.7 grams of carbs. So this would not be a terrible option to consume before a workout if you're the sort of person who prefers to have a slightly more empty stomach before training. If first thing in the morning, you can't eat too much, I would say half of this would not be a terrible suggestion because you're going to get about 10 grams of carbs and 15 grams of protein, which is not bad to have before a workout if your stomach can tolerate that. There is a bit of lactose in here, a great amount of calcium, obviously from the milk, a little bit of sodium. So you're getting a little bit of electrolytes from the sodium, also from the calcium. Look, I think it's a not bad option. I'm trying to recall how much this retailed for. I didn't get a receipt. My mistake, my bad. I would say this was $6 at a guess, but that's a guess, so don't quote me on that. So that is the Rockaby Farms banana, honey, and cinnamon protein smoothie. Yeah, okay. I like it on paper. I've not tried it. It would kill me. I can't do milk. I also scored another one from F and N Magnolia Plus, high protein milk, vanilla flavor. Why vanilla flavor? Because I think Ryan's going to end up drinking this. It is 25 grams of protein, low lactose, lower in sugar. Let's have a look at the nutrition label. Any questions, just drop them in the comment section and I will make sure I get back to you. The bottle itself is 375 ml, so it's a little bit smaller in terms of volume compared to the first one, but that's okay. One serve is one bottle. One bottle is 221 calories, 25 grams of protein, 2.3 grams of fat, so it's noticeably lesser than the other one, but we should compare per 100 ml because then we are going to stay on par. Protein, okay, fat. Yeah, actually significantly lower in fat, if that's a concern for you. Carbohydrates, this one is only 6, so not so ideal before training because it's just not going to have, well, exactly that. It's just lower in carbohydrates. It's lower in lactose as well. It's only 1.3 grams per 100, whereas the other one, oh, actually the first one is lower. Who knew? The Rockaby Farms is only 0.5 grams per 100, whereas the Magnolia one is 1.3. Okay, either way, I can't do it. I'll die. Obviously a great source of calcium. Let's look at the ingredients. So on the Magnolia one, it's the protein blend, which is sodium caseinate from milk, milk protein concentrate, milk solids, sucrose, which is a sweetener, flavorings, stabilizers, calcium carbonate, so normal stuff. honestly, I'm also a fan. It was a similar price point. I wanted to get both just to show you different options. If you can do dairy, then both of these are a viable option for you. The Rockaby Farms is, especially with the honey and banana, is a little bit higher in carbohydrates. I'm going to suggest that one before a workout if you want to have half of that before a workout. I think not the end of the world, especially if you're someone who deals better with a little bit of food before training, especially if it's first thing in the morning. You should also know that time of day can make a huge difference to digestion. So personally, when I was swimming, a lot of you would know I have a swimming background, I couldn't eat anything in the morning. Nothing. Not a thing. Only water. That was it. I would get massive stitch and massive issues with digestion first thing in the morning, especially with the adrenaline that would come with the exercise I was doing. In the evening, however, I could eat 2 seconds before getting into the swimming pool, and my coach thought it was the weirdest thing. He's like, aren't you going to be sick? I was like, no, I'm good. I am A-okay. I could have a big bowl of couscous, chicken, banana, like you name it. I could just eat a ton before training in the evening. And I'm just very, very different in the morning. So time of day can make a huge difference to you. Different spikes in different hormones. Obviously, caffeine can make a huge difference to digestion. Cortisol, which typically spikes about 2 hours after we wake, can make a huge difference to digestion too. So that's just something worth experimenting with if you are someone who exercises at different times of the day, or if you've not digested something too well in the morning. If you switch your training to lunchtime or later in the day, you might just find that works a little bit better for you. Moving on to, there's three more things I want to share with you. I'm really excited to see this because I personally love it. Not particularly this brand, but I do love beef jerky and or biltong, and they are similar. Okay, don't ask me to tell you what the difference is because I'm no biltong or beef jerky connoisseur, so apologies in advance if I've offended anyone. But I'm loving that this is an option, and it's an easy way to get red meat as well, which we know is very iron rich, which is really, really, really important, especially for women. If you've listened to my podcast on ferritin, iron, which was with Iron Sweets and Dr. Duraj from Iron Sweets, the Integrative Medical Institute of Singapore, you'll know the importance of stored iron in the body. So it's a really easy way to get red meat into the diet. This one was from Cheers in my basement. I have a convenience store in my basement, which is very convenient. It was $4 from memory, four Sing dollars. The packet itself is 25 grams, which yields 8.3 grams of protein. Not bad. If we're talking about a snack, what I like to see from a snack is at least 10 grams of protein. To keep you feeling full for longer, to stave off the sugar cravings, to stave off the plummets in energy, to keep muscle mass and the muscle protein synthesis, all those reasons and more. So this is almost 10 grams of protein. It's 8.3 for the whole packet. I like that. I think it's really, really good. Carbohydrates, this one is 6.8. It does, however, have sugar, so that would be why. You can get other brands which do not season or flavor the meat as heavily. If you're in Singapore, Baggies Biltong is a personal favorite. Their Biltong chips are insane. I mean, it's so buttery and delicious, and it's got a nice amount of chewiness to it. And I'm salivating, and I'm remembering how hungry I am. But you should know Baggies Biltong do really excellent products. They're here in Singapore. I believe in Australia there is the Byron Bay Beef Jerky Company, if I'm not mistaken, and they do really great stuff too. Very, very, very natural, low ingredient, but high quality. So I also really like them, and I typically stock up on them when I go home. Salt, of course, there's salt, and that's, you're just going to get that with seasoning. This is 325 milligrams per serve. I believe daily we are looking to not exceed 1,000 milligrams. I think that is supposed to be the upper limit, at least for females. I should have double checked that. They have different flavors. This one is sweet and hot, kind of like me, huh? Oh my God, did I just make that joke? I did. Moving on. Less than 1 gram of fat, so it's super lean. Look, I think it's a great option. And I'm really, really pleased to see something such as beef jerky coming into Singapore and becoming more and more popular as a snack. What else do we have? Great breakfast option. And this is one that I recommend to a lot of my clients. Not necessarily this brand, but yogurt. We need the calcium too. Ladies, we need the calcium. Yes, we do. We need the protein. Yes, we do. This one, I've not seen these small pots until yesterday when I went looking in 7-Eleven. And I'm very, very happy to have found this. This is 100 grams. It's cute, man. I normally have 200 grams of yogurt and I mix mine with protein powder, which means I get about 35 grams of protein in my breakfast. That's my go-to. And I like to add berries to it. But, you know, the cool thing about yogurt is you can really customize it. You can add crunchy things to it. You can add some nuts and seeds. You can add some granola if you want to. You can add sliced banana. Sometimes my clients will add sliced banana if they're training, which I think is genius. And I like that. I really think it's so diverse. This one is skim milk, live cultures, and obviously it contains milk. So I'm not sure how I digest this. I did mention I'm lactose intolerant, though if you are lactose intolerant, can I encourage you to just explore your tolerance of other dairy products, because you might notice some ingredients and some dairy products are okay for you to digest where others are not. So for example, personally, milk and ice cream is completely out of the question. By the third mouthful of ice cream, I'm starting to feel ill. However, some yogurts and the ones that are more simple in terms of ingredient list. So this is a perfect example. It is just milk and the milk cultures. That for me, I can do pretty well with most of the time. So if you're lactose intolerant, I encourage you to just experiment a little bit and see what your tolerance is for other products, because you could be missing out on a whole ton of vitamins and minerals if you completely eliminate any food group from your diet, not just dairy. So that's really worth mentioning and worth picking up on. This is considered one whole serve, 100 grams, only 56 calories, which is nothing. I would even suggest having two of these if you are having it as a meal, okay? So as a snack, this might be fine if you're going to have it with a piece of fruit, maybe a handful of almonds. That is excellent. Though if you're having this as like breakfast, in my personal opinion, this is too tiny. It's only 100 grams. I would be getting two of these. I am not sure how much this cost. I'm sorry. Again, I was in a rush. I did not get a receipt. Here we are. But I know you can get big tubs of yogurt. The one that I get is $6.50 when it's on sale. And it's just milk and cultures. So, you know, you could just get a big one and keep it in the fridge at work, honestly. And get some kitchen scales if you want to portion it out. That's what I do. It's made in Australia from at least 99% of Australian ingredients. So you know it's good. In terms of protein, this one itself is 9.3 grams, which is excellent, especially if it's a snack. Not enough if it's a meal. And of course, you're going to get the calcium, which is great. And carbohydrates, not much at all. Naturally occurring carbohydrates, 4 grams. So excellent, excellent, excellent. This is a little Chobani Greek yogurt, natural, light. Big fan. Thumbs up. And the lucky last but not least, I'm so glad I found these because I was actually looking for these. These are, oh, I want to get the pronunciation right. No pressure. I did do Japanese in school. Why? Because that was the only language. So I had to. But I do like Japanese as a language and I do appreciate the culture. I have been there. These are Hanjuku eggs. Please correct me if that was mispronunciation. They're only, guys, they're only $3.50. Like, bargain. Do you know what I'm saying? And typically an egg is going to be between 5 and 6 grams of protein. So fun fact, an egg itself is 5 or 6 grams of protein. A really easy additional item you can add to things like salads, or actually just anything. If eggs are really, really easy to add to items when you're eating out. So if people are like, oh, I'm going to eat out today, you know, what are some healthy menu items? We can review a menu together. And if you can add eggs as a side, it's a really, really easy way to get more protein. Okay. So I think these are excellent. Honestly, the ingredients are obviously eggs and nitamago sauce, which looks like it is soy sauce. The ingredients are salt, soybeans, wheat, sodium bentonate, which I guess is a preservative, sugar, and then MSG. So, you know, some people don't have great reactions to MSG. That's something worth exploring for yourself and identifying yourself. Some people get rashes. Some people get headaches. It's not for everybody. It's not everyone's most cohesive ingredient, shall we say. But for $2.50 and for 10 to 12 grams of protein, I really do think these are excellent. It's 100 grams total. I'm just seeing this, though I don't know if that includes the sauce because I don't know what one egg weighs. I would think it's around 30 grams, but that's a bit of a guess. Look, it doesn't state exactly how many grams of protein. There's no nutritional panel on here. It's just ingredients, but I just know because I've done this for long enough that an egg is typically between 5 and 6 grams of protein, obviously depending on the size. I think I've saved the best to last here. For the price point and for the protein, the price per protein, price per gram of protein ratio, if that's a thing, I would say these win. $2.50, 10 to 12 grams of protein. I think it's really, really, really hard to go wrong with these hard-boiled eggs. They themselves are great as a snack. Okay, you can also slice these and add these to corn thins, which are going to give you a little bit more protein, a little bit more fiber. Of course, fiber is filling. If you've been around long enough, you know that I say that a lot. And that's another way to kind of jazz them up. You can add your choice of salad toppings. You could go some arugula. You could go spinach. You could go sliced tomato. You could go cucumber on a corn thin with sliced hard-boiled egg. It's going to be an excellent snack situation. But you could also equally add them to a salad. You know, if you bought a salad and there wasn't a lot of protein in there, that there was only 50 or 60 grams of chicken, which is going to be normal, you know, because obviously it's more expensive ingredient. They're going to be stingy on the protein. It's so easy to just add one or two eggs and then bippity boppity boop, you've got like 25 grams of protein. Because 60 grams of chicken breast is going to be about 18 grams of protein plus another 10 grams. 10 to 12 grams is at least 28 grams of protein. Again, if you need 90 grams of protein a day, that's more or less a third of the way there. So that's going to be an excellent option. Either by itself, the hard-boiled eggs, you don't have to consume all the sauce. You can just drain it. You could rinse it off if you wanted to. By itself, it's going to be filling. By itself or on corn thins, great option. It's going to jazz it up, going to make it a bit more interesting. Or added to a meal, such as a salad or such as like a vegetable bowl or a protein bowl from a restaurant or a cafe. So I hope that gives you some inspiration. Let's just revisit for those people who have just joined. The eggs, for me, are probably the winner. They're $2.50 and it's 10 to 12 grams of protein. So like hands down, easy, easy, easy. Makes a lot of sense. And there's just so many different ways you could consume this by itself on a corn thin, in addition to something else, a protein bowl or a salad. I mean, you just can't go wrong. I think that's really, really, really great value. The yogurt, I'm sorry I didn't pay attention to how much it costs. I would say maybe $4 as a guess. Next time we'll keep the receipt. But this is 9 grams of protein. Great by itself for a snack, though for a meal, not enough. You need 2 of these if you're having a meal. And again, you can jazz it up. You can add nuts, seeds, your choice of fruit. If you're about to exercise, then banana would be my go-to because they're higher in carbs and high in B vitamins, high in potassium, which is great to consume before training. What else did we look at? We looked at protein smoothies and protein shakes. I am seeing more and more dairy-free options, which is nice because some of us are lactose intolerant. This would kill me. I feel ill actually just looking at it because I know what that feel like, what that feeling feels like. To me, both are good options. One is a little bit bigger than the other. The Rockaby Farms is 425 ml. The Magnolia is 375. The Magnolia yields 25 grams of protein, which is decent. The Rockaby Farms is 30. I think this would be great before training. Like half a portion of this before training would be okay because you would get at least 9 grams of carbs, which is something. and 15 grams of protein. So before a workout, not bad. Overall, they're similar with calories, the Magnolia being 221 calories and the Rockabee Farms sitting closer to 250. If you like to drink your calories or if you're in a rush, okay, not bad options. But again, you're not chewing it. And chewing is a key indication to the brain that you've consumed something, that you've eaten something. So, you know, chewing is really, really important. In terms of staying hydrated, and what I recommend to a lot of my clients, coconut water. You know, any brand where the ingredient is 100% coconut water, basically. So long as there's no additional sugar, juice concentrate, or any other fillers or additional flavors, that is the main thing for you to look out for. This is a 350ml bottle. Oh, the price of this one was about $3, if I remember correctly. And it's 23 calories per 100ml, so it's going to be about 78-80 calories total. Not a bad option at all, especially given the electrolyte content. So for the hotter climates and or if you're exercising outdoors and you're sweating a lot, great one to drink before and during training. So that's just coconut water. And protein bars, I think there's a time and a place for them. It's more of a convenience option. I look for ones where they're closer to 200 calories, 230 at the most, and at least 10 grams of protein. This one is 20. Most of them are going to give you similar macros, similar. Those that are higher in carbs, you could probably have before training, especially if there's fruit such as dates or figs or even rolled oats. They're going to be better pre-training. But guys, like, not a bad haul. I honestly did better than I thought. I'm really pleasantly surprised with what I found. So if you like this video, give me a thumbs up or two. Or if you're listening, please leave in the comments what your main takeaways were. If you would like to see a follow-up, if you would like for me to do this again sometime, tell me so I know to do that. If you would like me to go through meals at 7-Eleven, I almost went down a total rabbit hole and started picking out meals. But if you would like me to go through that, do let me know, because I want to know what you want to know. So let me know. And I hope you enjoyed this. Hope it's of value to you. Thanks for watching.
Guys, that's it. That's a wrap. That's all we've got time for. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of Real Talk with your gal pal. That's me, Laura Rogers. Please be sure to leave us a review. Give us your feedback on what else you would like me to talk about. I always want to deliver content on things that excite you and that are going to benefit you in your health and fitness journey. So do give us a review. Before you forget, I know you're busy. I got to run off and record another episode. Do check us out on the other social media platforms listed below as well, because you might just like what you see or hear there. So, you know, be sure to do that. I look forward to catching up with you in the next episode. And again, please leave us a review. Let us know your thoughts. It would mean the absolute world to me. Stay healthy. And I'll see you in the next one.